Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. I'm Galwakhyol and my friend.
And I'm Pierre Bahati. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in on this Saturday, the 21st of April.
Of April. That's my favorite month, April.
Why is that?
I'm born in April.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Yes, it is.
And a number that I have, whether it's car registration number or anything, yeah, there must be four in it.
Oh, wow. Yes, now I believe.
And if I travel, I travel in April.
Awesome.
Just by coincidence.
Okay, so April is your good luck.
April,
month.
I think I need to change my name to April.
Oh, you should. I don't know if many people know, but in New Zealand, you have the opportunity to change your name. You can choose your name.
We have four seasons in 1 month, yes. In 1 day, in 1 hour.
Yes, hope you're having a wonderful time as you listen to Resetter Radio on Planet FM 104.6. And just remind you, this is brought to you by ALCC.
Yep, and before we go ahead, we played you a song by UB40. That's my favorite guys, you know, since the 90s. UB40, Red Wine. And that's the reason why we played this one, because the next topic that we're going to talk about is about wine.
Wow, that make me feel a little bit thirsty. But while we were off air, I was just talking to Galwat, and he was saying about health. So I'm just a little bit concerned when he's talking. He's saying, "Oh, you want to be talking about wine and also health." Hey, let's see if the wine is good for us, especially in April when it started getting a little bit cold.
Yeah, now we are going to the science. We went to the computer and do some research about what is happening with the wine world. And that's what is happening. And the doctors are saying, if you love wine, this is the time to sit back and think.
Oh, wow. let's just stay tuned as we talk about those kind of things. I know it's something maybe you know, something you can also do your own research on online. One thing I love this time, there's nothing hidden. You can just go and search for yourself. But
yeah, so now
I've got my opinion about things around us. Nothing good, nothing bad. So it's just...
Nothing good, nothing bad.
Yes.
But let's play our best music, Lucky Dube, and then we'll come back and talk about the wine.
Once again, thank you for listening to our program every Saturday. Yeah, that's...
Me
Welcome back to Reset Radio on 104.6. You are listening to Pierre Bahati and also
Galuaksho.
Yes, you have done a lot of research here, and it's kind of a bit scary because you come up with this thing, which I can say this is really, really scary because
one is telling you don't.
We're talking about alcohol. Let's see how good and bad alcohol is.
Yeah, because it's saying if you love alcohol. So it's time to moderate. You know, when they used to say moderation is the best, now they are saying even moderation is not even helping. So what do? We are caught in between. So we are talking about wine. This is a research carried out by Cambridge University, and it was released yesterday. And it's talking about the alcohol consumption and the wine, and the amount of wine you can consume a week. And generally saying wine is not healthy for you. That's what all the research is about. So they say, five drinks in a wine. So that's equivalent to 100 grams. And so they translate that 100 grams into amount of alcohol. And so they say it's not good for your body. And so they are saying if you drink five drinks a week, so it might cut your life down to maybe like a year. That's what it is. And if you like, they have statistics here. Let me see. If they say 18 drinks per week, so you might. They cut down your life for 5 years. And if you get more than that, you know, the longer you get, so the shorter your life is. And if you get 10 drinks, so 2 years. So now it comes to the question, what is the safe limit? They did not even say. What would be the safe limit? I don't know, because some people, they don't have limitation.
I'm just kind of innocent when it comes to this because I'm not, I don't have much knowledge when it comes to this kind of like drinking stuff or maybe health stuff. But I've heard that in the past, a little bit of red wine is good. And as a believer also in the Bible, I remember when Paul said you remember you have a problem with your stomach.
Just don't drink water all the time.
Yeah.
At least drink wine.
And this comes to another question for me. When they say amount of, because I've known a lot of people who were drinking for quite a long time, and they last long than I don't even wish to last for on this planet. But at the same time, there's some people who just drink a little bit, then they become addicted, and then they develop those kind of disease, and they die at a young age.
And that's how they start. They say, no, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And tomorrow, a little bit, again, a little bit, and then they will add up, and then you become a heavy drinker.
Yes. So let's carry on with what the research they have just come up with here. We need to. Then after we're going to talk about how let's say people who drink, people who drink and people who don't drink. I'm not just saying amount of alcohol, but people who drink and don't.
Yeah, I think they carried out 16. I think they took 600,000 people to participate in the research. You know, testing. You know, if you participate in the research, you have to drink. That's how they tested. So these 600,000 people from 18 countries, no, from 19 countries, including UK, Italy, Sweden, Portugal, you know, Spain, from rich countries.
Yeah, yeah.
So all 600,000 people from them. Yeah. And so they were tested. I think there were about 83 researches done on them. And then out of this number, 600,000, at least 300 died because of the drinking.
But there's some other involvement, like people drink and not eating, people drink and drive, also they will end up...
No, it's like they monitor them. But, you know, they did not even say how long did it take them to drink. Mm. Yeah.
You know,
and that's the problem with the research.
Before we carry on, I hope you guys are not listening. I'm no. Before we carry on, do you drink?
No.
Okay, no. So, but you've seen some people who drink, and
I buy people beers. Mm. I don't mind.
Yeah,
but I hang out with them.
Yeah, but just I need to see like people, because on one thing I know on this planet, what we live here, probably a short time. Let's say we live here the average of 70 years on this planet, and the if you ask probably people. Out of 100, I may say 9 people, they will be telling you that what they need in this planet is just to live happy.
Yeah, to live longer.
Yeah, to live happy, live longer. So what brings you the happiness? Because I know, is alcohol a part of it?
Yeah, alcohol, food.
And not only alcohol reducing the number of your the life you last on this planet. There's also another type of food you eat, and also there's a stress which can also end up killing you. It's not only alcohol. It sounds like I'm defending alcohol, but I'm just trying to see where this research...
Yeah, but my problem is, a long time ago in the villages, we have all those local beers, you know, the handmade one.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Mm.
And they come in handy. Most of them, even the doctors, some of them say, you know, they are very healthy. You know, the ones that are made out of local grains.
Yeah.
And even they say, nobody made a research on them, but they say it's a very healthy drink. Mm. But there's another one too, the liquid one, the one you throw in the air and nothing, and no drop will drop down.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's the risky one.
Traditionally, we have a very, very strong alcohol, which I don't even think they... they don't even know the percentage of the alcohol they have in those traditional... homemade alcohol.
No one knows. Mm. No one knows. And also, but those who make alcohol and that, I think there should be some limitation to it. Mm. What would be the safe limit a person can consume?
Mm.
You know, alcohol consumption. I know in Kenya, I think it was 2008. So Kenyan government shut down bars. No bar open at night, especially at 11:30. I think at 11:30, so they will close all the bars.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and this came because of the I think one of the regions in Kenya. I don't know which region. Mm. I think it should be Mount Kenya. So all the women went for a strike. They say. Bars, I think that was a proposal from them. Mm. They say bars are turning their husbands to be bad. They don't come home early.
Is it bars or just like an individual? I always just say even in this alcohol thing, it's just like the way, it's what you decide to do. It's what you decide to do. It's just like, or maybe like a bad company you have, because if you just like a, say, look, if you give in, I'm gonna do it, and you take one, then another one, and another one.
And another one.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say it just because of the bar or maybe the liquor store. It's just your, at the end of the day, it's just your personal decision. And yes, in this research also, they said the alcohol consumption can also cause some like a fetal like a heart attack and some other problems. But yes, so some other people who get heart attack without even being. They don't drink. They're not alcoholic, but they get a heart attack. And so.
I think what I understand is it goes down to your activity.
Mm.
You know, if you are drinking inactively, like no exercise at all, it has something with
yourself
to heart diseases, and if you drink and you exercise, there are chances that you might be good. But where do you get that advice?
And with all those things, you know. The last thing we don't want to touch is just like alcohol. Yes, may be bad for people, but imagine how much money is being the money comes into the country because of alcohol. So whether it's good or bad, this no one is.
But my question is, which one is the bad now? Drinking, smoking, or what?
See, there's a number of things which can cause problems. So I have come up my personal decision. There's nothing good or bad. It's just how you do it.
Yeah, it's the amount of consumption.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even
too much of it is a problem.
I guess even you've heard even they say McDonald's, those junk food can be bad for you. But
that one I agree.
Why that one? Again, it comes to amount of the amount of food you
know that cheese and all of that. If you consume every day, so it's a problem.
Same thing, alcohol. Same thing, smoke. If you smoke like a pack of smoke every day, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, I think everything you do, it depends how much you're doing.
If it's all about the consumption, how much amount you consume.
Yeah, even if you were eating vegetables, probably a lot, even if it's being
you'd just be lying on the floor, you cannot wake up, saying you consume too much of it.
Yes, yeah. I'll probably may end up getting those disease with heart attack and problems, but again, also, it won't be good for you.
Yeah. I think they are trying to tell us to avoid some of the things that they think are not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's right to give the limitation. We don't even know the alcohol consumption in some countries. Some countries are good to moderate it, but some countries are bad. I come from a country where everybody drinks like there's no tomorrow.
Yes. I guess... in Africa, the way they drink is kind of like crazy because we start in the morning. I don't know if maybe about your country.
Yeah. So. Some of them, they start, you don't even know, before the cock crow. And then the next night, they continue. You don't even know when is their break, whether they have any break. I know I have a cousin who used to be, like if he does not drink, you may think he's sick, until you give him a drink and then he start talking. See some people like that.
I got to read once this. I think I saw this on YouTube. Apparently, if the alcohol is into your system, to get out. Once you are alcoholic, once you are addicted. If you don't have it, you become sick.
Yeah.
So to help you, it would be good to give you some alcohol. So it's not an easy thing to give up.
I remember my conversation with my pastor some time back. He said he used to be a very bad drinker, and he would mobilize. I think by that time he was very young, maybe in his 20s.
Mm.
And he said he was so bad in drinking, he would drink like nonstop. And then he mobilized the boys, recruiting them into drinking. And then what happened was he stopped drinking. And then the boys, his colleagues, continued drinking, and they could not stop. And then it took him a while to try to stop them from drinking, you see. And they were blaming him, this is your fault. If you did not drink, we would not have been drinking in this way. And he took a lot of time trying to help them to stop drinking.
And there's another excuse is people do say, oh, the reason I'm drinking is because I was raised up in an abusive family, or maybe my dad was drinking, or maybe my mom and my dad, they were drinking. Do you think this is a thing which is, it can be?
Yeah, it might happen. Mm. It might happen, but this is what I always say, you know, don't hide behind the problem. Mm. If you know it's a threat to you, just get out of it. Mm. Yeah? You see? Just identify the problem and get out of it. Don't hide the problem that because of this abuse and all of that abuse. It depends on the way you take it. Because if it is a problem to you, why you continue doing it? Mm. You see? That's the problem. But, you know, thinking is not the same. People are different. And people approach problems in different ways. You know, maybe saying I come from abusive background, this is why I'm drinking. That's his own way of putting perspectives together. We will come back. Let's play you music from I think from Uganda, Maria Rosa.
It's Maria Rosa from Uganda. from Uganda. In fact, this is Eddie Kenzo.
Stay
tuned. It's Reseller Radio on 104.6. And thank you for listening as we talk about health.
And
mainly talking about alcohol. It's a very touching point because most of us, alcohol is our fuel.
And also there's another research that says now you don't need to see a doctor. Mm. You don't need to see your therapist. So they will give you some socks to put on in your house, and then they will just review you from there.
Oh, that sounds like a voodoo.
We will come back.
Welcome back to our programs. Mayaroza Sinzogu Heba. Mayaroza will never give up. You know, he's calling and saying, you know my phone number, so don't go and just stay. Give me a phone call. I'll never give up. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. It's Saturday the 21st here on the studio. We've been talking about health. We spoke about alcohol.
Yep.
Touching.
Yeah, very touching, eh?
Yes. But as we continue talking about our health, now we're going to be talking about smart socks developed.
Smart socks. We want to know how much you buy your socks. So because there's the socks now, one pair of socks is $30,000.
But imagine having a socks which can be smart to be able to tell the people, hey, you know, Bart has got a problem.
He's not getting up.
Yeah. It's kind of smart socks you can have, I think. In fact, I'm going to try to find out whether my socks are smart enough. But, you know, I saw this. Is it $30,000?
$30,000 US dollars. That's the price of one pair of socks.
Yeah. Okay,
That's how much you're going to pay.
Yeah, can you tell people who are listening right now about these smart socks? Something from the top.
So, smart socks is, you know, the therapies when you go to a therapy. If you have problems with your movement, you can't get up, you can't walk properly, especially those who have Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
You know, the shaky thing, and you cannot walk properly. So, you have a therapist, and the therapist will monitor your movement. And so, because you cannot get to the doctor appointment, what they do, they put you on a video. They put you on the video and then they watch you, the way you move and the way, you know, that the therapy would be watching you from the video.
Yeah.
And now they say there's a better way to do it instead of video.
Mm.
So they design socks. So you put them on while you are on your bed and then they say they perform even better than the videos. So the world is getting smarter.
You know, I love the way most of the things you can hear, like including this smart socks. It's pretty much something, it's like a deja vu, you know.
Yeah.
In Africa, a couple of years ago, somebody developed a cup of medicine, which was to heal people with chronic disease, including diabetes, HIV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in Tanzania. And it was reported by one reporter, Kenya Television, and it's called, it was a place called Loliondo in Tanzania.
Okay.
So this cup of tea, which was to heal people, caused a billions of people, you know, leaving Europe, America,
to go there
for healing. So now we're talking about one sock which can tell the doctor what's your problem.
Yeah.
So it's something.
It's a special sock.
How much you have faith in these socks?
Oh, man. I don't even know how long it takes for one to sell for that sock, for one pair of socks. It's $30,000 US, not New Zealand dollars.
$30,000. When you visit a doctor, you end up paying around $40.
So the doctor will give you a call and say, okay, now put on your socks. And then you will put them on like normal socks, smart socks. And they will be like, okay. He will not even tell you to move, but they say it's much better than the video. And say, okay, now you are getting better. So the full review will come from there. You see?
God. I love the way the world is becoming.
And now, I think this year or next year, so it is now Australia doing it, and then it's not in New Zealand yet.
There's a testimony here from Mark Blackford, a physiotherapist at the Loyal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, who is just saying this socks is just how wonderful things ever created.
You see, that's a testimony. Testimony from him.
So I hope this socks is coming soon to New Zealand to help us.
But can you have it for fun though?
But I don't know, because you need to be connected to a doctor. Because I don't know, these socks cannot give you a prescription in case you need a medicine, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still need a doctor. Your human is still needed.
I think it's designed for those who cannot move at all.
Oh, really?
I think that was the idea.
Yes, we go back and read more about it.
I think that was the idea. You know, that's my assumption. And those who are in the rural areas, who cannot get into the health centers so quickly. I think that's helping them a lot, and this is a very good design. And I think it's working because you have a testimony from Mark Bradford that you know the thing is already working, and the only concern that I have and everyone has is the price. And they say when the companies come in, and then I think there will be a reduction of the price, but we don't know how much it will be reducing. It might only take $5 out. You never know. Mm. That's how they start, eh?
True. Smart socks.
Wow. Smart socks.
I won't have faith in these smart socks. Most of the time when I'm not feeling well, I need to see a human like me who can just treat me. You've heard there's some robots now which can just, you can go and they can diagnose you and just tell you, hello, you have this now.
I don't want to talk to robot.
But if the technology, that's where the technology is just heading.
Yeah, now they are saying in 2030, before even 2050, 2030, we will lose a lot of jobs to robots.
A few robots which was taken to America, I forgot the name of the robot, which is supposed to produce, I don't know how many hundreds of burger in a few seconds. Last few days, I've heard on the radio that the robot couldn't keep up with what the robot promised.
I
think it's understandable for me if I'm not feeling well, I'll tell you, oh, you know what, today I'm not well, I'm not going to produce what I've promised, I'm not going to work 80 hours, but the robot...
the robots will do the job.
If the robot is so angry, it's not going to care. So I still encourage people, to be honest, especially young people who are going to study, just study and let's keep traditional.
And this is very scary because even some fields will have no use. Now they say the accounting jobs will be gone.
Of course, because people keep creating things.
And engineering will be gone.
I'm in the automotive industry, do fix cars. Those who don't know.
Now you will be fixing people.
But very soon, the problem with a smart sock. You know, very soon I'm going to give up because of a number of smart cars being produced in the world. Most of the cars now, they are full of electronics, computer.
Oh, yeah.
They computerize, so I can't work on them.
So you can't work?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Work on bicycles.
There's no engine.
Work on bicycles.
Even those ones that they're changing soon. They encourage kids to go study something else.
I think the world is changing, and we will change with the world.
Building is good.
Building is good.
I don't think
now
they will ever make smart houses.
That one may be a different generation.
But still they do. I've seen some houses which you don't need curtains. Yeah, you don't need to touch curtains. You just press your button. Your curtains come down.
This thing is going to make people lazy.
Yeah, of course. I think the world is just heading to the lazy, you know, way. I don't even know why they're trying to, you know, fight against alcohol.
You know, now with the lotion, that lotion, now you don't press it. You just put your hand here, and automatically it will, you know, drip down.
Yeah, that's
it. It will drip into your hand.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You see the number of people consuming alcohol with more because they have enough time to sit down and drink.
And when they are drinking, they also concentrate on their own way, on their own thinking, in their own world, you know.
Yeah, I guess the way now people socialize, you can see it's not healthy, to be honest, the way we grow up.
I met an assessment last time in a training station. It was packed, fully packed, and everyone was like only two people. I think it was like 50 people around, and only two people were not on their phones. Everyone was on the phone, and no one was talking to one another. So they were glued to their technologies.
Definitely. I'm guilty. I'm also. I don't think I can spend a day without touching my phone.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't think I can. No, I can't spend 6 hours without touching my phone.
Last year, when we were turning to 2018, my son was asking about the New Year resolution. And then he asked me, "What is your New Year resolution?" I said, I want a pay rise. And he was like, yeah, that's good, but I got another one for you. I say, okay, what is it? No, you need less time from your phone.
What did he say? I kind of
help it.
No, I don't think they can, especially the young generation. They can't. Mm. I've heard some kids who said, "I would rather have no legs than living without internet."
You see?
Yeah. So I don't know why.
Yeah, but now technology, especially internet, has brought people together in different ways.
Yes.
Yeah, you can come from early school, but you have a lot of things. Things are now in the internet. You know, you can read the book on the internet. You can read the newspapers on the internet. You can chat with a friend on the internet, you know. But you have your kid here on a totally different world, not the world you come from. But in the same time, you're glued to technology, you know, in a different way.
Yeah, and you are being disconnected from friends and family. In a physical way.
Yeah, in a family, you are there in the house. You don't talk to one another because each one of you is busy with the technology here.
Yeah. It's like you are present but not in the spirit.
Yeah. Oh, man, we are carried away.
Technology is just taking us away. Yeah, as we continue talking about health, now we're going to jump to coffee.
To coffee.
Oh, God. And I think the Ethiopian will just say, yes, let me listen, because Ethiopians, they're the most people I know who really make up very wonderful coffee.
They're the best.
So stay tuned. I just we take another break.
We'll play you Jaharul. Always on time.
Wonderful. Yes, this is the radio on 104.6.
Got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain, so stop complaints and drop the order of restraint. Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more, cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that hoops and shades, spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Style. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
come on, pull it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy night. You wrote a dead child letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. You're M.O.B. Money over Brody's murder, I.N.C. I got two or three broads for every V. And I keep you drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare. But who cares? You can, baby.
I'm always on time, and I gave you my all.
one time, you and I got a special bond together. We go back like mama's boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. You crazy, then I'm gone. And baby, don't really want me to get up and leave off that easy. Should be waking up wet for she's a. Remind these women to mind their business, believe me. Pimp game is very religious. And I feel like a dumb bishop. Gold deep dish, money green pins. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. Who cares? You can.
That's Ja Rule, Always On Time.
Yes, sir. I think that was a step back in a couple of years ago. It's a wonderful song when I was young.
Go back just, to all this.
Just remind me when I use to run the club just so I can just shake my my body a little bit. I was fit back then. Maybe that time was the time I was just having a coffee. We're talking about health and we've been talking about alcohol and... how alcohol can affect your health and reduce the number of years from your life.
Yeah, it depends on how much you drink from it. It cut your life down to 2 years if you are a regular drinker.
Yes, some say drink, others say don't drink. I don't know which.
Yeah, don't do it. Do it, moderate it.
Yeah.
So I think you have to see it from there, what is best for you.
My advice would be, as a friend, I'll say don't drink too much because it's not good for you. Otherwise, die. We're all going to die. As the Bible said, the man we test death no matter what.
I will go with the Apostle Paul,
yes. Don't drink too much, but remember that.
Don't too much drink. Don't drink too much water. Just put wine in it.
Yes, let's jump to coffee now. I love coffee and I love Ethiopian coffee as I know that they make a wonderful coffee.
Yeah, they say the best coffee in Ethiopia.
Yes, coffee has... No one talk bad about coffee anyway, but I've heard before people with a high blood sugar, they should not take coffee. I was told by some people, but not what the research says here.
And they say if you have a liver issue, don't drink coffee. And they say if you have, like, that disease, Parkinson, don't drink coffee.
Don't drink coffee.
And if you have, like, they say coffee is associated with cancer.
Wow.
That was back then.
Back then, yes.
Mm-hmm. Back then, like today, 2017, beyond.
Today, research says...
Today, as I say, all of those are crap.
I think it's just come to what people want to say. And what people want to put out there. And who has maybe the first opportunity to put it there. And maybe he can sell out or maybe he can become famous. Because if coffee is not good, if coffee is associated with cancer, how many... I would like somebody to do a research and tell me...
how many cancer patients?
In Ethiopia.
Yeah.
In Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Because I believe they are... The people who drink a lot of coffee, probably in the world.
No, I live in Ethiopia for 10 years, you know, that in Addis Ababa. And if you, at 4 p.m. in the evening, so they knock doors from door to door. Mm. It's a coffee time.
Coffee time.
You must drink coffee.
Yes, yes.
If you don't, you're not a good neighbor.
Yeah.
So, like, 7 days a week, you have to. And then they put grass, green grass down. And then nobody will sit on the chairs. Everyone will sit down. And then they have those popcorns.
Yep.
And then they light some, I don't know, the one with the smoke. It smells nice. And, everyone will have fun and chat. And, it's a gossip time.
I think gossip during a coffee is not only...
So now the University of California in L.A., in Los Angeles, is saying coffee is good. It reduces type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
Coffee reduces liver disease. You know, those scary things, so you don't have them if you drink coffee. And coffee, you know, moderate your blood pressure. So you, that historic thing that blood pressure can be raised from, you know, heavy drinking of coffee. It's not there. So all those stories that we used to hear, no, and cannot cause cancer too. In fact, it promotes your chances not to have cancer.
That's so crazy. Because even it says the research done in Italia about Italian says that if you drink coffee, the coffee can reduce the risk of cancer 50%.
Yeah, 50%.
Yeah. So imagine like if you've heard and you've tried to follow what the research was in a couple of years ago where people were saying, you know, don't take coffee. If you're addicted to coffee, this and this, the river and high blood pressure and stuff, what do you do now? What do you follow? You follow the old research or you follow the now research?
Man.
Sometimes all those kind of information that we get, it's confusing us. I think I'd rather live like in the olden days where you will get sick. And if God wants you, get healed. If God wants you, God. without any worry.
So I'm a coffee guy. In the morning, I have my own cup of coffee. Yeah, from those times until today. And no matter what, I don't give it up. But I have to moderate it. I have to make sure during the sunny day I don't drink coffee. Just a matter of moderation.
Do you get hypo when you drink coffee? Because Ethiopian coffee, when I drink like 2 or 3 cups, it just makes me feel like energetic.
Yeah, it does. And my problem, if I drink it in the evening, I don't sleep.
Okay, I didn't try that, but I'm sure whenever I get to drink Ethiopian coffee, I feel like I have a lot of energy, which I cannot describe. Especially when we're performing, when playing drums, I feel like, yes, this is my time. I don't know whether that can cause me to have a heart attack, even if they say here.
Maybe it's because you are not used to it.
Yeah, probably, yes.
Maybe it's because you are not used to it.
I would like people who are listening right now, if they could, just like go on ARCC page and just put a comment about all those things we've been talking about, whether it was alcohol consumption issues, smart salts.
Yeah, and hey, if you don't like to hear all those, it's not our making. It's a research. We just share it with you guys. And I think it's a very good research.
Yeah.
And it's good to keep up to that. But I don't want to buy socks for 30,000, man. This is...
Yes, so smart socks for 30,000, I think it's a lot, especially for us who are... who live in another country, coming to live in New Zealand, supporting family here and the family there. Many of you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I know, especially people like my generation, probably maybe new generation. Those guys grow up here, born or maybe born here, even if they are like foreigners, they don't understand. But for us, you get the money, you support the family here, and you support the family when they're back home.
Yeah.
So socks, smart socks, forget about it. And if you can, make coffee, drink a little bit.
And if you have red wine.
Even if you like,
not the wool bottle.
red wine.
Red wine, not the wool bottle.
Yes.
Just half full glass, glass.
It depends how big you are. Some people, they fill by 1 liter, people are filled by 1 cup, so... Take what is enough for you. Don't get too much.
Don't get overboard.
And remember, don't drink and drive. That's the worst thing for alcohol.
Yeah.
Apparently, alcohol.
Well, we are coming to the end of our program, guys. It's very good. We will come back next week on Saturday.
Yes, sir. And I want to thank those who have been listening, those who were listening, all those kind of research. And also, I want to thank those who listen every Saturday as we just bring you Saturday Radio on Planet FM.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I hope to see you again next week.
Enjoy our Papa Tale from DeMarco.
Awesome.
Now hear this. When in 6:30 you come cross with a new dance called Pump It Tail. Girl from foreign and yard at that show. Down. Watch the girl, they ma catch it. Every girl back at them. Girl a do the Pump It Tail with a man back at them.
girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Bend your back and your shake up there. Wine jiggle and brace up there. Bend down like you a lace up there. Touch it and make up on your face up there. But that maga girl a shake it. Dance a bad a dit piece it. Can't name your wife is stay fit. Renee 630 name it. Watch the girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Girl them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl a do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl a do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl a do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Missy girl a puppy tail as she a go pandy. Renee show them how fi puppy tail in a bed. Girl can't puppy tail, then she must see that hot teeth. Y'all a puppy tail with them, y'all yeah, red.
Hey, watch her and Nikisha. A dancer for your panapisa. Do the puppy tail, mama sita. If you want the money, Mrs. Sita.
Watch the girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Y'all a do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl, I do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl, I do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Girl, them a catch it every girl back of them. Girl, I do the puppy tail with a man back of them. Puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Girl, I do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, 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 puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail.
A special bond of creation. For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Jean Monley, Chana Ball, and Marie Thing McNamara.
She works the night by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from my father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby.
Really care, cause any obstacle come, you will prepare.